The Bible says, if you will, those of y'all know the protocol of our church, if you will please stand, if you will, for the reading of his word. Joshua 18, I'm going to read three verses of Joshua 18, and I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. It said, now the whole congregation of children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tent, the tabernacle of the meeting there. And the land was subdued before them. But there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Then Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long? How long? Joshua wanted to know, how long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers have given you? Amen to God's word. You may be seated. We want to use a subject this morning simply coming from when Joshua asked the question, how long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers have given you? I want to use for a thought today, don't put it off any longer.
Well, come on now.
Don't put it off. It's right there. It's right there for you. Listen, what the last thing that was recorded in this word this morning, it said, the Lord has already given it to you. But we have procrastinated in going out to get what God has already promised and already given to us. We're going to lose sight of the Israelites, but however, in the text this morning, the present leader, Joshua, of the Israelites, knew the plan of God, and he knew what God had for them. How many of you realize this morning that God has a plan for you and I to possess the good of the land? It's purposely here for you and I. The good of the land. Now, there is some negative of the land that's here, but God said that is not for you. I have purposely planned the good of the land for you. Listen. Joshua was becoming frustrated with the nation and realizing what God has established for his people. I asked the question, why was Joshua getting so upset? Why was he so eager about this? Why Joshua had such a zeal for the plan of God? Well, Joshua had firsthand information. A lot of people don't understand getting firsthand information. Your eagerness and your moves would be different if you got firsthand information. Am I preaching to anybody in here? If you know you heard it from, as we say, the horse's mouth, that we're more subject to be more objective about moving towards something. I want you to turn real quickly, and I'm going to read a great portion of this in Joshua 1. Because there's a lot to be said in Joshua 1 that people misunderstand. And why Joshua was so eager, why he was so zealous about the plan of God. It says in Joshua 1, and one, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to who? He spoke to Joshua. Who spoke to Joshua? The Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. This is what he said. My servant Moses is dead. Now therefore, it says in the word, it said, now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and who? All the people, watch this now because it's going to get good, to the land which I have. The people was a small amount of people. And Joshua was saying to them, you're going to do something that extraordinary simply because God has already spoken it. Well, what did that say to us this morning? There's things that God has already spoken over you and I. But that doesn't mean that we won't have opposition getting to it. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. That just because God has spoken, that don't mean that you're going to walk around up on no good health. Sometimes you might have to limp to get to it. Sometimes you might have to cry getting to it. Sometimes you got to have somebody to help you get to it. But God has already promised you something. And it's on the other side over there. Watch now. Keep with me here. Keep with me here. It said, rise and go up to this Jordan. You and all the people to the land which I've given you, the children of Israel. Watch what it said. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given it to you. In other words, God said, blessings are abundantly for wherever you put your feet, you're going to be blessed. Are you walking in your blessing this morning? You got to let the devil know that if my footsteps are ordered by God, this job that gets on my nerve, God gave it to me, and because I'm doing it because of the will of God, I'm going to be blessed in it. And it may not look like much to somebody, but God got me here. I don't know what the next plan is, but I'm faithfully walking in what God's given me right now. Hallelujah, somebody. Bless his name. It may not look like much right now, but God, you got me here. I don't know what the next stages is. I don't know what the next thing going to be. But wherever you tell me to step, I'm stepping there. Amen. Amen. Let me tell y'all something. There was a lot of people who told me, man, you going to Second Union? Ooh. Nah, y'all can get mad with me one, but I'm just going to tell you what they told us. There's some mean people down there. Nah, I'm just telling you what they told us. Lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, buked, scorned, talked about. But if God said go to 1168 Andrews Road, how many know that your footsteps got to be ordered by God? Not what others have said about where you're going, but because who told you to go, God got something in store more than what others had to say. And every day ain't been Sunday. Hallelujah. But guess what? We're still standing. By the grace of God, God working some things out. God doing things here he never did before. And it's not because we're perfect, but because it's his will. We're operating in the perfected will of God. And when you operate in that, it's going to work together. And thanks to God for all of you no-sayers and naysayers. Let me tell you something. God says, sometime I'm going to do it just for my name's sake. It ain't because of the preacher that stand here. It ain't because you a deacon or how much money you got in your pocket. But it's doing it because of my name. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Lord said, I'm giving to you everywhere your soul and your foot will tread. I have given you as I said to Moses. As I've said to Moses. Now, Joshua was having this conversation with God. And see, many people don't understand it, that God is still speaking. But do you have a spiritual ear to hear? Amen, somebody. Now, there's people who heard God through the audible voice. There's people who heard God through the preach word, the teach word. There are people who see God through occasionally things that God shows us. And even the atheists don't believe in God got to know somebody. Put that sun up there. That sun just didn't go up there. But see, I believe the record that said that God framed the sun. Hallelujah. In the sky. Hallelujah. I believe that he said, son, now you rule the day. I'm going to get the moon rule the night. I don't believe that just happened. I believe there was a God that made that happen. And the same God who did all those things took a person like you and I, molded us from nothing. Spittle on the ground. Hallelujah, somebody. Mold and fashion himself a man and put breath into it. And the Bible said man became a living soul. Joshua knew who he was talking to. He knew God was more than just breath and breeches. God had a word that meant something and had Joshua's attention because he seen what happened with Moses. That same God now is speaking to him. Watch what it says. It says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea toward going down to the sun, of the sun, shall be whose? Your territory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It belongs to us, saints of God. See, what you got to understand, you got to tell the devil, you ain't promised me this. God promised me this. God didn't never say I had to be sick. Come on, somebody. That came from hell. Now, if I receive that sickness, I have allowed the enemy to do what God said he wasn't going to do. Hallelujah. I realize that God said, I put you here to prosper and to be a plan for the land to see.
Yeah. Amen.
Preach, Scott.
Amen.
Make it plain.
Amen.
The Bible goes on to say that no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as he talked to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you.
Amen.
Oh, I took root in that. I took root in that.
Yeah.
I took heavy roots in that. Because you know what I had to understand? If God called me to it, he wasn't going to leave me.
Amen.
If God called me to it, that don't mean I won't have trouble. That don't mean that I won't have circumstances come around me. That don't mean I won't have haters now. But God said, I'll be with you. I'm with you all the way because I called you to it. Y'all ain't helping me here. See, y'all just think it's all preacher stuff. But God called each one of y'all to something. And you got to let the devil know, I will arise and do what my God has called me to do. If he called you to sing, sing to his glory. Hallelujah. Even when you ain't got much for it, say, Lord, I'm going to give you what I got. Hallelujah. Even if I can't clap my hands like I used to, Lord, I still can stand up. Hallelujah. Even when I can't praise him much louder than my voice, but I know sometimes there's joy on the inside that I can't hold my peace. Am I preaching to anybody in here? Somebody got to understand that God called you to do something other than sit on your loins and say, I'll put it off and do it later on. God put something in your path. God did it for a purpose. And some of us sit on our lawn and say, I'll put it off and do it all. You are supposed to be the one that have that business going on right now. God bless you to go, but you're scared. The devil got blinders on. You've been working for the man long enough. It's time for you to be the man now. Don't tell your children about grow up and be a mediocre. Let your children, you can own the place. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. God already promised it to you. Are you sick of time being sick? Go ahead on, get the Bible and study the word of God. Claim over your body that I'm not going to be sick anymore. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Why? Because the record said that I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I'm believing the record of God. Then he goes on to say, and he confirmed this thing, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong, he said. Joshua, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. That's something for us to know. We got to be strong. Our God is strong. Quit acting like a weakling. Quit folding up to everything come along. Let the devil know this too shall pass. This thing ain't going to hold me down. The joy that I have, the devil didn't give it to me. And he can't take it away from me. I'm going to be happy and peace in the Lord. I'm going to live every day like it's my last day. What you happy about? Because I'm not putting off what God has already put in me. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak it even if the devil don't like it and others don't like it. I'm going with what God said. How many know it takes courage to speak on something that you can't even see yourself? That's by faith, hallelujah.
Yeah.
The people be talking about, I don't want to jinx it. I can't jinx what God has already ordained, hallelujah. I can't jinx nothing that God has already put his hand on. I'm just going to bless it, hallelujah. I'm just going to praise God for it, hallelujah. I don't know what tomorrow is, but right now, I thank God that I have a chance to be among the living, and while the blood is running warm, I'm going to tell God, thank you. I'm going to tell him, hallelujah, to your will and to your way. I may not be perfect, but I thank God that I'm better than I was. Anybody in here ever been sick before? I mean, won't the devil play tricks on you while you're sick? Let you think that this is all over now. But I don't know about yesterday. I was feeling mighty bad laying on my couch. But there was somebody who prayed for me. And how many know this is a day that the Lord has made? I got a new song. I got a new grace. I got new mercies that's working in my behalf. Do I have a witness in here? I will not stop what God has already started. Hallelujah. God told him and command him, say, do not turn now. Do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. It says, just watch what it said. It said, this book of laws shall not depart from your lips. In other words, preach the word. Tell them the truth. Tell them when they don't want to hear it. God didn't send me here to make friends. God put a sword in my hand and says, tell them about sin. Cut that sin where they might be able to be released from that sin. Y'all ain't helping me here. Some people want you to be nice in their sin, but I'm going to be a trumpeter for the God. You don't know my story. You don't know who had a talk with me. You don't know who put this voice in me. You don't know who told me that I'm going to use it for my glory. It says this. Jesus said, the Bible says, God said, I have commanded you to be strong. Do not be afraid of them. Isn't that what King said? He said, I fear no man. And you're talking about somebody had things coming up against you, against your family. And I'm sure sometime Miss King would have said, Martin, you're not here. You don't know the phone calls we get. Children back there in the room crying now because people talking about him and scandalizing. Aren't you Martin Luther King children? But he said he feared no man because he seen something. Hallelujah, somebody. None of us don't have enough revelation knowledge to know that things ain't going to always be like it is. Hallelujah. That one day all this going to be put behind us. One day that, oh, glory be to God. See, you're looking at the now and you can't see the future, but you got to know that God has already promised us. God claimed, and Moses was saying, as Joshua was saying, claim your inheritance. Don't put it off. And then, he said, claim it as a blessing, not complain, because it ain't what you want. Some of us are blessed and we still complaining. That's right. That's right. It may not be what you want to be, but you being blessed. And just because you got sickness, you still got so much to be thankful for. Why not you being sick? You wasn't obedient, hallelujah. You brought them plagues on yourself. Hallelujah. It was me who had them french fries. It was me who was eating them potato chips. It was me who eating that Bojangles fried chicken, Kentucky fried chicken. It was me who had Bernie's fried chicken. It was me who brought them things on myself. How many know that God brought good things for us? And if we only do what God said to do, we'll be all right. It was me who had the cake and not a slice. Now, y'all know now, there's a little exaggeration there. I may not edit in one setting, but if it stayed around the house 4 or 5 days, it was mine. Hallelujah. I figured the rest of them didn't want none. It's sitting up there. Hallelujah. I might as well go and give me a hunk. Nobody else ain't eating it. There were people in the Israelite day that did complain about their portion that they already been blessed with. I want to show you something real quick. If you would turn back to Joshua 17, that there was a people that the house of Joseph was complaining that they didn't get enough for the number of people there were. But they didn't have vision to see that you got to look beyond what you got and see what's coming. Oh, y'all ain't helping me here? Yeah. See, when I see them little girls dancing, I'm looking at, they're going to be teenagers one day. I'm looking at one day, they're going to be mamas themselves. Hallelujah. But they learn how to be faithful over little things. Oh, y'all ain't helping me preach in here? See, I'm helping. I'm going to remember looking at them that one day a little boy is going to be trying to say something and do alternative to them. But they can remember being in church. They can remember what the Bible have to say. Not that mama have to walk around and tell them all the time, but something that has been instilled in them. Good as I can take him to practice, I can bring him here. But in 17th chapter, the 16th verse, watch what this. But the children of Joseph, are you there? You follow me? Joshua 17, 16. It says, but the children of Joseph said, the mountain country is not enough for us. It wasn't enough. Now watch, I want you to see how this thing unfolded. It wasn't enough for us. And all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariot of iron. But those who are of Beth Shean and Ishtown and those who are the valley of Jezreel, and Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph. Joshua had to say something. I want y'all to know, Joshua was letting them know that God already got this thing planned out. Y'all help me here. Because, see, a lot of folk, I don't expect for everybody to see, but somebody ought to have enough of spirit of discerning to understand that things the way they are now are not going to be my destiny. Because my children are struggling now, that doesn't mean they won't be successful. And because I feel bad now, that doesn't mean that how my life is always going to be. Oh, bless his name. Watch what Joshua had to say to them. And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, you are a great people and have great power. You shall not have only one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Now watch what they said. Although it's wooden, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have earned chariots and are strong. But Joshua said, because they look strong, God is going to give you power to drive them out. Oh, y'all ain't had me here. How many know when the enemy come up against it like a flood? You got power to drive him out. How many know when he comes into your own household that sometimes you have to learn how to drive him out according to the word of God? Speak a word over your house. Speak a word over that ungrateful husband. Speak a word over that undisobedient wife. Speak a word over them unruly children. Y'all ain't helping me here. You got to understand that you have to tell it that you can't dwell here, that this house belongs to the Lord. This house belongs to my God. I'm in here. I'm sanctified, holy, and filled up with the Spirit of God. Get out of here. So Moses had to deal with that. He had to deal with that. He said, the Lord gonna give you strength. Now watch what he said. He said, now you got to go in with knowing the plan. But we don't like to put our hands on nothing. You give it to him and give me everything that comes with it. But he said this, look, he said that woods down, all you got to do is go cut the trees down. In other words, clear off the property. Why I got to clear it off? Why I just can't have my property ready? In other words, put some bananas on it. I like watermelon. Come on, somebody. I don't know why the Lord ain't gave me no pineapple. But what did he give you? He gave you food. It may not be what others have, but you got to be thank God for what you got. How many got to learn how? We got to teach our children that. Learn to be satisfied with what you got. And then as you're growing, make things better for yourself. Then you can eat what you want. Come on, somebody. But right now, while I'm buying, all I can get you is this right here. I may not get you the best on the hog, but I'll get you a piece of him. I'm closing. The Bible says when Joshua got the whole congregation together, I'm back at 18 and 1. The whole congregation of the children is assembled. And they set up their place of worship as they were moving at the time. There was a people on the move, so they didn't have church in a stable place like we have. They moved from place to place, and when they get there, they had to set it up and call the tent of meeting. That would be to come their tabernacle. And they had to go there, and when they had to move, they had to break it down and take the church along with them. Y'all ain't following me here. See, sometimes you got to understand something. When you can't take the building, you got to take the church with you. Y'all ain't get that. Because sometimes you got to get in. When y'all know the job can be a hellacious play. But you got to take the church with you. You got to take the source of what God made for church wherever you go. Now, here's the point we want to make to you. Because it says right here in the text, it says that when he got all of them together, and he said, and the land was subdued. In other words, the land was at peace now. Amen. It was peaceful now. Because there was corruption at one point, but Joshua took some people in there and had to get things straightened out. You know what? I'm going to tell you this because I ain't going to charge you for this. He said this. Joshua came up against an angel one day. And Joshua wanted to talk to the angel, and Joshua asked the angel, what you come for? You know what the angel of the Lord told him? I come to take over. God ain't taking second place to nothing. If God coming in, he come to take over. It's either God's way or no way. And see, people got to get that in your minds today. Well, he always wanted his way. No. Let's point and see what God has to say. See, a lot of people don't know what God say because they're so dependent upon what they think. I ain't getting a whole lot of amens. I thank God for the few. But what it goes on to say is this. But they said, the remainder among the children of Israel, seven tribes which had not received their inheritance. Now, what that tells us? There were some people out there that just didn't come and get theirs. I don't know. I want mine. And if, Lord, you got somebody else one, I'll take that too. Whatever you have for me, God, I want it. Do anybody in this room know what I'm talking about? Look here, when they was giving out free cheese, when the government was giving out free cheese, people putting their cheese in the car, standing out, they got any left? Y'all know the deal. You have fellowship at the church. Everybody in the need, everybody finished. Y'all got any aluminum foil? Y'all got any takeout? Y'all ain't know I'm preaching the truth. And if anything left over, I'll take it. And then people have the dash to tell me, I'm going to take it home and give it to my dog. I'd be saying to myself, y'all to quit lying in the church. Got a two-legged dog in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. The grace of God is over the place, and God is just touching hearts and releasing people, but some people refuse to get out of captivity. But I tell you today, I ain't putting off it no more. These chains got to come off. Anybody with me here? These chains got to come off. Laziness got to come off. I'm no longer going to be lazy. Hallelujah. These chains got to come off. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. Do I have any witnesses in here? I'm not putting off things I can do right now. I can bless the Lord now because the Lord is with me. I can bless the Lord now because I have blood running in my veins. I can bless the Lord now because I got a little strength left. And whatever that I do have, I'm going to give God the glory. And I have a witness in here. I may not have tomorrow, but I thank God I do have right now. And I'm going to say thank you, Lord, for whatever you're doing. I won't put it off. I won't put it off. I won't put it off. I'm finished, but I want to help somebody who need help. And I ain't trying to boast about myself either. But after I had that heart thing going on, heart attack, doctor told me, get on the treadmill. I say, what, this man? I can barely make it out the shower. He said, get on the treadmill. I said, Doc, you sure? He said, yeah. Get on the treadmill. Went to therapy and they showed me how to use the treadmill. You know what they said? They said, now I want you to start off with 3 minutes on the treadmill. 3 minutes. And I'm saying in my, I can do three. I can give you that. But you know what? They was looking beyond 3 minutes. They wanted me to be faithful first with 3 minutes. See, some of us try to get out there and go too far on your start. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You know you've been eating potato salad and macaroni and cheese all your life. Now, you ain't going to just totally stop eating it. Come on here. All you got to do is say, no, I'm going to have macaroni, but I won't have potato salad. That's a start. Now I can get on the treadmill. I ain't bragging about this, but I can do 25 minutes on a pretty good speed with an incline on it. But when I get off it, I'm wore out, hallelujah. But I'm thanking God for the next two or three I can add to that. And how many know the Bible says every round gets a little higher? Every round, things can get a little better. But if I had to put off my 3 minutes, I never would have got to 10 minutes. But I stayed with 10 minutes, knowing that something greater was coming. Do I have a witness in here? And now that I can do 20 minutes, I'm looking forward to 30 minutes. Do I have a witness? Ain't the Lord all right? Somebody say, thank you, Lord. I'm no longer going to put off tomorrow what I can do right now. I no longer will put off tomorrow what I can do right now. I was telling Linda the other day, I said, oh, this suiting kind of got a little snug again. Only thing that would let me know, treadmill. Now, that's just one side of the coin, but there's so many other things, not just health, but in relationship building. Some people got to understand something. Reason why you can't get along with people because you can't even get along with your own family. How you going to get along with somebody outside your family and you can't even deal with your family people? You got to get that together first. Folk walking around here don't understand people all bounced up and all tied up and all in captivity simply because of your negligence of not getting with your own family. Come on, take a step. Don't put it off. Say, look, I'm going to get this thing straight today. I'm a child of God. I ain't supposed to be living like this here. The son who the son set free, I'm free indeed. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing got to bind me up. I ain't got to walk around upset with people and mad with people. You go ahead on and be mad, but I'm going to rejoice because guess what? This might be my last day. I might not be here tomorrow. This might be it right here. So I'm going to be happy in this one. Hallelujah. I don't care what you got to say. I thank God for this day, and I won't put off doing what's good this day. Joshua had a burning in his heart. He had a burning. He had a burning. He's telling the people, how long? How long? How long are you going to wait? I share those sentiments this morning. How long? How long are you going to wait? God done promise you these. He's already made it available for you. When you going to go out and claim that thing? By faith. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, saints of God, there are people in this room right now. You're entrepreneurs. You got the skills. You got the ability. But you just ain't got the faith. And then you waiting for something. Well, if I can just wait. You've been waiting on your income tax since you first started working. As soon as I get my income tax, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start my business.